Welcome to Sports at Large. Among Gen Xers and Millennials, the phrase might be step up or step off. Baby boomers might use the expression fish or cut bait. Meanwhile, folks in my parents' generation might use a more scatological slogan that involves using a pot or not. No matter the generation, no matter the cliche, the meaning is the same. Sometimes in life, you have to face a moment boldly, or shrink from it meekly. As the Orioles head into the All-Star break, the organization, from top to bottom, is confronted with the kind of Hobson's choice that could determine the team's future, not to mention that of many of its players and employees. Simply put, the Birds brass will have to decide whether the club will make a serious push to make the postseason and add to the roster, or trade high-value players to pennant contenders to stock the roles for the future. At the time of this recording, the Orioles will hit the break with a sub-500 record, in pretty much the same position they ended last season, at the bottom of the American League East, with little hope of winning the division. They'll have a slightly better shot at one of the American League's three wildcard slots, except they'll have to maneuver past multiple teams just to earn what will be likely the last playoff spot. Hope, of course, springs eternal. Perhaps the Birds, under new manager Craig Albernaz, can string together enough wins to earn a ticket to paradise, whatever that is. To believe that, however, is to ignore all the inconsistency you've seen to date over the last two seasons, and to rely on faith, a confidence that, frankly, hardly anyone associated with this team has earned. In his first real managerial stint, Albernaz is still figuring out what to do. He's earned something of the benefit of the doubt, but Albernaz really hasn't proven that he's an upgrade from Brandon Hyde or Tony Mancellino, his immediate predecessors. And the jury remains out on the Orioles ownership group. In the 2 years since David Rubenstein and Michael Arrighetti took control from the Angelos family, club management has given the impression that they want the Birds to be competitive. They just haven't been, perhaps in part because Rubenstein and Arrighetti are still learning, but also, perhaps, they're getting bad advice. And that's where Mike Elias, president of baseball operations, comes in. Elias, now in his 8th year at the helm, is the connective tissue through all this. He tore an admittedly rotting organization apart from the root, letting it collapse, only to rebuild it with presumably stellar talent. And for 2 years, the 2023 season, where the club won 101 games and the division, and 2024, when the Birds won a wildcard slot, it looked like Elias knew what he was doing. But the Orioles have been foundering for nearly two seasons now, and if Elias can't use the August 7th trade deadline to bring in help to get to the postseason, Rubenstein and Arrighetti will have to fire him. No euphemisms needed. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@gmail.com and follow me on Blue Sky, Threads, and X at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here and for producer Lisa Morgan, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the games.